The time is now 14 minutes to nine. 75 years ago today, a Polish army officer, Witold Pilecki, walked into the midst of a roundup the Nazis were carrying out in Warsaw, gave a false name and was arrested and sent to Auschwitz. He did it knowingly. The Polish resistance had heard of rumours of what was happening at a new German camp, and his mission was to gather information and send it back. Well, the first translator into English of Pilecki's final post-war report on Auschwitz was Jarek Garlenski, and he's in our Tunbridge Wells studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is an extraordinary thing to have done. Was it known at that point that Auschwitz was a death camp?
No. And also, it wasn't a death camp in 1940. At that stage, it wasn't one.
And so he did it to gather information. I mean, there were reports of killings, were there? I mean, he knew he was taking a considerable risk.
He knew he was taking a risk. He really went in for two reasons. Pilecki went in for two reasons. First of all, to find out what was happening and send out reports on what was happening. And secondly, if possible, organise some kind of resistance organisation within the camp.
And how successful was he?
He was successful on both counts. He sent out a number of reports over the years. They went through various methods to get out. Occasionally people were released and they could carry verbal messages with them. And I think once or twice he even sent out a written message, which was stupendously risky. And the information contained in these messages eventually found its way into reports, which the Polish underground authorities were sending out to the West. And that included the first signs that Auschwitz was being turned into a death camp and the discussion of Russian prisoners of war and Jews who were brought there and killed virtually on the spot. The second part in which he was successful was he did set up an organization which achieved two things. It set up a quasi-military structure that in the event that the Germans showed signs that they were going to close down the camp and liquidate all the prisoners, to use the horrid terminology of the time, that they could resist in some way. And secondly, his organisation also helped weaker prisoners to survive, because the trick of surviving in a concentration camp was getting a job undercover.
Mm. How did he himself get out?
He escaped in 1943. It was a mixture of sort of cockiness, really, because he's quoted as saying, you know, I can get out of this place. I can get out of it. I know how to do that. Because about over the years, 800, and I think the official figure is 802 people, men and women, tried to escape from Auschwitz. And as far as we know, 144 of them, including Pilecki and his two companions, were successful. But his particular escape was a mixture, I say, of cockiness, some quite careful planning, and at the last minute, some serious ad hocery.
All right, just briefly explain what that was.
Well, he basically managed to get himself a job in an outside work party, which worked at a bakery, which was outside the confines of the main camp. Oh. And he managed to escape from there.
Right. You translated many years later his report into English. Jarek Garlenski, thank you very much.